Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, in the Scriptures to Romans, the first chapter. We begin a new series. We talked about living by faith. And the Lord took me and took us a little bit different direction than what I had envisioned in the beginning. But we're learning to just follow Him wherever He might lead. And so we want to do the same thing tonight and every time. Romans 1, verse 17. For therein, in the gospel, in the good news, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Say that last phrase with me out loud, please. The just shall live by faith. Just those justified, made righteous, made acceptable by the blood of the Lamb and received by their faith. Just like we got born again by faith, that's how we're supposed to do everything. We walk by faith, we live by faith. Now, most people would agree with that when you say it like that, but most folks in the church have not embraced this way of life. They believe in getting born again by faith, missing hell, making heaven by faith. But they do not endeavor to get their bills paid by faith. They do not endeavor to get their babies healed by faith. Come on, y'all listening to me. They do not endeavor to be protected all the time by faith, or led or directed. And the list goes on. But the truth is, we're supposed to do everything. Walk. Walk means the way you live. And live, we walk by faith, we live by faith, we please God by faith, we receive by faith, we resist the devil by faith, we overcome the world by faith.
Yes.
Faith, faith, faith. Faith in the morning.
Yep.
Faith at noontime.
Yes.
And faith when the sun goes down. Because if you're not walking in faith, you're getting defeated. You're not receiving some things you should be receiving. You're missing some things you should be getting. Do you believe it or not, saints? Faith. Jesus, what did He emphasize to people as He ministered on the earth here? Over and over again, what did He tell people? He'd say, where's your faith? Why aren't you believing? Oh, ye of little faith. Right? Why did you doubt? Why did you fear? Then people that did believe, He'd say, your faith has saved you. Your faith has made you whole. Hallelujah! Didn't He say it more than once? And He marveled when He found good, strong faith. He'd say, I hadn't seen faith like this in the whole country. Now, something that impresses the King of Kings, I think we ought to major on. Don't you think so? And yet, the church has not. By and large, the church has not majored on this. You want to talk about healing? You want to talk about getting your needs met? People will begin to tell you all kind of things about, you know, well, it's whatever the Lord's will is. It's up to Him. It's His mysterious plan and will. And some way or another, it's not God's will for everybody to have their needs met. He's teaching you something through getting kicked out of your apartment and having to live in the street. He's teaching you something. Teaching you something by you and your kids being sick. And people have not taught, have not been taught in much of the church that we resist these things with our faith. And we reach to God and believe we receive our healing and what we need, and the money to pay our bills, come on, and everything else, by faith. And we don't just sit passively by and say it's up to the Lord whatever He wants. You can't leave up to Him what He left up to you.
Yes, sir.
He tells us it's our faith that's the determining factor in our receiving. So the just shall live by faith. Say it another time. The just shall live by faith. How do you live? How do you live in the back? How do you live? Really? Over here, how do you live?
By faith.
You live by faith?
Yes, sir.
What does that mean? What does that mean? You live by faith. Well, there's a lot of different ideas about that. That's why I asked. And I want us to narrow it down from the Word of God as to what it means to live by faith. Go with me to the book of Psalms. Psalm 34 and 4. I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. If you've been delivered from all your fears, how many fears do you have remaining?
None.
Then you are fear free. You are fearless.
Whew. Uh-huh.
Is it possible
yes.
to be delivered
yes.
from everything
yes.
you're afraid of?
Yes.
Is it possible?
Yes, sir.
What do you got to do? Seek the Lord about it. And He'll hear you and deliver you from all your fears. Verse 5, they looked to Him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. Verse 6, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. He keeps using the word all.
Yeah.
All. That means everything's taken care of, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Everything. Verse 7. The angel of the Lord encamps round about them that fear Him and delivers them. Man, that's protection. Finances. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that what?
Trusts
in Him. Now another way of saying the just shall live by faith is saying the just shall live by trust. Because faith is trust. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that does what? Trusts in Him. Oh, fear the Lord, you His saints, for there is no want to them that fear Him. Another word for that is reverence and respect. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Go over to the 37th Psalm, please. Psalm 37. Psalm 37 and 1. Fret not yourself because of evildoers, neither be envious against the workers of iniquity. When you know that God's your Father and you begin learning how to walk by faith, you don't have to be jealous of anybody. You don't have to be envious of anybody. You know God give you your own. Is that right? You don't have to long after theirs. God will give you your own. Verse 2. They'll soon be cut down like grass, talking about the wicked, and wither as the green herb. You don't want to be like them. Verse 3, do what?
Trust.
Do what?
Trust
in the Lord and do good. So shall you dwell in the land, and verily you shall be fed. When God says you will eat, what can you say? No need for me to be concerned about me and my family. We're going to eat. We're going to have what we need. Because we're doing what? First part of the verse. Trust in the Lord. Verse 4. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He'll give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Do what? Trust in the Lord. also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Oh, hallelujah. I mean, the whole psalm is very good, as you know. But I just want to draw your attention to this part, trusting in him. Now, what you'll find is that trust is the cure. Go to Psalm 56 and you'll see what I'm talking about. He said, don't fret. Don't be envious. Don't be upset. Instead of doing that, what are you going to do? Trust. And you're not just going to do that for a few minutes on Friday night while the preacher is preaching at you. You don't just do that on occasion in a good service. This is how you live. 56. Verse 3. 56:3. What time I am afraid, I will take some sedatives. Huh? I will call my friend and cry. I will reach for some liquor. I need a drink. Now you're laughing, but do people do this? Every day. What time I am afraid. Have you ever been afraid? Don't raise your hand, but just, do you know what I'm talking about? Have you ever been afraid? People say, I'm not afraid of anything. Yeah. Yeah, there's been times you've been afraid.
That's right.
Ain't no question about that. You might not be afraid of fighting. You might not be afraid of going fast or jumping out on an airplane or whatever the case, diving or whatever the case might be, but you might be afraid of losing your job. Might be afraid of your relationship's not going to make it. Might be afraid of what your kids are going to think of you in the end. Every one of us have had fears come to us. You can't live down here in this world without encountering fears and a bunch of them. Some of them mild, some of them moderate, some of them in the panic level.
Yes, sir.
But fear is not for the child of God.
Amen.
What's for the child of God? Faith. Faith. Didn't say the just shall live in fear. The just shall live by faith. God didn't give us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. We're not supposed to be in fear any of the time.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.